Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Man, this should be a holiday.
You banged up? Man. Can I just say, the Horde household does it right. They do it right.
Oh, word?
Dude, between Leroy and Big Spoon and Mima, I mean, just the food.
Maybe one day.
So good. So good. You okay, Leroy?
No.
Wow.
Dude, when I finally sat down and watched some of the game, couldn't get up. My body was hurting from standing up for like 5 hours.
You were there. Yeah, you were grill master when we walked in.
But I like my grill. I can cook. I have a flat iron, a flat stove. You can cook all of the hamburgers.
Yep.
You ain't got to mess around. Just throw them all out there.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss much of a game because the game was a blowout. That was one of the biggest ass kickings I've ever seen.
But here's the thing. They didn't even have to send their varsity. They didn't have to trick them up on defense.
Nope.
They didn't have to run zone blitzes. Nothing. They put those four dudes up front and got after the quarterback.
Six sacks.
Right? I mean, and it wasn't like when they got in the backfield, it looked like they were blitzing. It was only four.
Man.
And Patrick Mahomes couldn't get away.
Fangs, dude.
Fangs ain't got... Well, listen. Fangs may have had a good game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But every coach feels it out in the beginning. Oh, is Patrick Mahomes going to pick us apart if we just bring four? And once he found out that wasn't going to happen, he had guys just roaming in the secondary.
Yeah.
Like that pick.
The great intangibles.
That pick that Dejon had, right?
Yeah.
People don't realize he was on the other side of the field. And I guess because Patrick Mahomes held a ball so long, he started fading back, checking for that crossing route. And so Patrick Mahomes, looking at the guy crossing the field, throws it, oops, backside corner.
Man.
Which is just like, you very rarely see stuff like that, because most defenses are designed for whoever's on the right side to clear out that side.
I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed Patrick Mahomes stinking up the joint. They just needed it. You know, just needed the, you know, it was enough. And I was happy to see them take such an ass kicking.
You weren't happy just witnessing what probably one of the greatest defensive performances ever in a Super Bowl?
You can't.
You were going at somebody's misery?
He can't, because of Fangs.
It's not that it couldn't because of Fangs. Like, the old wanted to leave. I don't know what to tell you. He wanted to get out of here. He couldn't. Does it make sense that Fangs was like,
You know what I would do if I was Fangs?
Rats off the ship out of here. I'm going
you
to
You know what I would do, Vlad? I go get a handful of rocks and start kicking them down the street.
Bro, I'm going down to Boca.
Hey,
I'm hitting Boca tonight.
Dude, if I'm Javon Holland, this is what I would do. I know Javon Holland was trolling last night, but Javon Holland, dude, you got to put the thumbs away for the night.
Major L.
Dude, put the thumbs away. Rest him. Rest him, dude.
Give him a break.
Give him a break. And then it's like, you know, I know he was just trying to enjoy the game. And then he goes, Fangs is calling hell of a game. And I know he's doing that strictly for trolling, and I can respect it. But, dude, not last night.
Hey, I'm telling you, all I need to see right now to make this Super Bowl, just put a cherry on the top.
Yep.
Is Fangs kicking a rock down
the street. Oh, yeah. He should do that at the parade. They should stop the parade, and he should kick rocks down the parade route.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
Look, it's not even a knock on Javon Holland. I just think it would be funny.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Oh, it would
be hilarious. To the petty goes the spoils. Like, go. Enjoy it. He deserves it. Honestly, though, it is one of these things with that team. I can't think of a team that's more opposite of the Dolphins than the Eagles. I really can't. Like, they are so fortified in the trenches. They are bowl you over. Like, dude, when they tush-pushed to the point where they broke Chris Jones's neck to start the game, I'm like, I didn't know he could get hurt. That guy? He could get hurt?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You know what just happened, right?
Hmm?
I'm going to tell you what happened. That the Russian in Cleveland, everybody's paying attention now.
Oh, yeah.
He's available.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because they just saw what happened last night. And they all sitting in the room going, how's our pass rush?
Yep.
What do we got to do? Because, see, you can have just an above average DB if you have a great defensive line. But if you have a great DB and don't have a pass rush, it don't matter.
Kind of pisses you off that Dolphins just let Wilkins walk across the country, huh? Like, I know Calais Campbell had a good season, but he's 38, and you're thinking to yourself, and I know that Christian Wilkins was injured, dum-dum, so you don't have to comment, but still, the point remains, he was a home run pick for the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess just go find another one.
I told you back then it was a bad move. Here's why. Even more, forget what Christian Wilkins does on the football field, right? Like, you had the audacity to go to a guy who had 100 tackles and tell him he ain't have enough sacks, right? That, just start there. A defensive lineman with 100 tackles. So we're going to ignore that. But we all live in a world that if you bring a guy into the family and he balling out in any sport,
yep,
you going to make damn sure you have him to parade around and say, look, I'm good at the draft. And it didn't matter. So now what are we doing? Because of the guys you walk away because you drafted, we looking at your draft as suspect because all you got is the guys you couldn't afford to pay.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, I just feel like that Eagles team is just everything the Dolphins are not. That's just what it feels like.
You mean football? Football?
Yeah, they're just so good.
Go look at football.
They're so...
Like, yeah, it's cute. It's cute to throw all these passes around or whatever. But as soon as it gets cold, Soon as the game, the moment, the importance of the game grows, right? You got to line up and get you a couple of yards and be physical enough to stop another team.
Tom Brady enjoyed the hell out of Patrick Mahomes stinking up the joint yesterday.
I'm more than sure he did because he's
like giggling when he's off air. He's like, I told you, Burkhart. They said he's the GOAT. I'm the GOAT. Bah.
Yeah, but he didn't lose a. Patty lost 2 Super Bowls, but he never lost undefeated, though.
Yeah, but, dude, he's also never lost like that.
Yeah, he did. To Tampa.
Who?
Tom.
Oh, wait. Patty? Patty lost like that to Mo.
No, not like that, dude. Even the Tampa one, you think of like, oh, you knew he was his line was depleted, and remember he was doing cool stuff down the like.
No,
remember
no,
the greatest incompletion you ever seen, dude. He was awful yesterday, Vlad.
No, I watched.
He was awful.
I was there. I saw it.
So was he awful?
Or the line was terrible,
dude. And the line got dominated, and also he was awful.
Yeah, you speed up that clock though, dude. Like one is an effect of the other, right? Like when you don't have protection, quarterbacks either tend to do one or two things: chuck it up or throw checkdowns all game.
Goats don't have clocks; they can't tell time.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, he gonna on the way home from fixing his body from getting twisted up and folded up like a cheap suit.
It did.
He gonna be looking and seeing. How long did I have?
It just felt like the Chiefs fairy tale came to an end, thankfully. Because, I got to be honest with you, 5 minutes into the game when they called that offensive pass interference, I was like, here we go. I was like, here we go.
Was offensive pass interference.
No, it wasn't,
dude. He hit the dude in the face.
He should have been standing there.
What are you talking about? He should have been standing there.
It's a great catch.
Hey, that's here, Vlad, that's incidental chicken fighting.
Fam, you can't hit somebody in the face. That you in the NFL, everybody. It's the same thing with the.
Keep in mind, he's a lot taller than the DB.
Right. Well, how about this?
So when he chicken fights, it's higher.
Well, they hit the man in the face the same way.
It wasn't that big. They let that stuff go on all the time.
And what about the personal foul call they called on the Chiefs cornerback with the pass that was so overthrown.
Make good. They knew. Pereira was on him already.
Yeah, it was like, come on, man. The referees. I didn't like that referee. I don't like that referee. That head referee with the
glasses.
The brother referee. Yeah. He looks like a snitch. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, he looks like a snitch referee. I don't know.
Hey, who he gonna snitch on? He the top dude.
He's gonna snitch. I don't know. I just don't like his. I don't like his bifocals. I don't like his glasses. He just looks.
He looks very like studious.
Yeah, too right? studious. Too studious.
Like. No, officer. He's right over there.
A snitch.
No.
Yeah, it was a pretty, it was crazy because we left your house at halftime, but we missed nothing. Like, the game was so over. Yeah. It was decided. It felt that. And I felt like everybody was just kind of like, all right, after we saw Kendrick Lamar do his thing, you're like, oh, he buried Drake.
So, wait, who took the worst loss for the light-skinned brothers? Was it Patrick Mahomes or was it Drake?
Well, I would say this. Drake began his ass kick for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Right? Fresh wounds.
Cherry on top. You're talking about hundreds of millions watching.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, Patrick's got 3 rings already.
But wait. See, here's the thing. Drake ain't got no wins.
Pat's got 3 of them things.
Pat's got 3 of them. So I'm going to have to say Drake took the biggest loss. Because he could go home and do what? Because even Lamar got about, what, 5 Grammys?
Yep.
5 Grammys, yeah.
5 Grammys, yeah. And he got...
And Drake, I think Drake has, what, 1?
And he recruited Serena for the halftime show?
He had Serena Crip Walk, and he had Samuel
that
L.
Jackson.
Serena?
Yep.
That was Serena? That was Serena, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
that was Serena Crip Walking. SZA sang. SZA was the singer, but when they did Not Like Us, and then they pointed to the corner, that was Serena Williams Crip Walking.
Mm. Really?
Well, you know, she used to go out with Drake, and Drake takes shots.
This guy is diabolical, this Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, did you see the
this chain? Warfare
did
that
you
he
see
has?
The chain that he wore?
Yeah.
It was an A minor.
Genius.
It was the A minor. Dude, diabolical. I don't even think he's diabolical. Hey, we have to find a new word for him. His pettiness
here's
is
here's
next
the deal.
Level.
Here's the deal. Drake shouldn't have messed with that dude.
Yeah, don't call him
his
out.
Petty is strong.
It's a little strong. It's a little too strong.
It's not that it's strong. It's just really good.
It's relentless.
So ever since Drake messed with Lamar, he's won 5 Grammys and done the Super Bowl show.
And has a sellout concert tour coming up.
Yeah. Now I will say this.
Jake,
for only a rap dude, he put it together pretty good. The halftime show was. You know what I mean?
It was good. I know I could understand if most of the population didn't resonate with them.
The intangibles didn't get it.
The intangibles definitely did not get it. And it was a lot of intangibles in
New Orleans. Luke Combs.
No, I would have tell you they would have if it was Lil Wayne or
no, they wouldn't understand that either. Like the people in New Orleans would have. But if you saw the audience, if you saw the people at the stadium, there were a lot of intangibles.
Skip Bayless said yesterday on Twitter that he was protesting the halftime show for his friend Lil Wayne because they didn't what?
First of all, stop name dropping. You're done. Go to school.
You're done?
Oh, you're done. He's talking about Skip.
He is done. I don't think he showed up anywhere.
Like, so what are we doing? Like, him saying he's protesting the halftime show does what for sports? Nothing. Right? You've read it. We've moved on to our next segment.
Do you think but let's imagine this. Does Skip Bayless, for his friend, does he turn the TV off in that moment, or does he just mute it? Or do you think he walks out of the room? Like, what does he do in his living room? What is his form of protest? And does he send Lil Wayne a selfie? He goes, Weezy, I got you.
No, he throws. He probably takes a Kendrick Lamar CD and throws it in the trash can like he does with the Dak Prescott jersey. I'm so upset with the NFL not picking my friend Lil Wayne Weezy in the Super Bowl in his hometown. Oh, this is like Dak Prescott. He'll make a reference to the Cowboys.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Or you know he got to throw LeBron in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No LeBron tweets about the halftime show last night. That was noticeable.
He should send LeBron royalties.
Oh, he did that already. LeBron was sending tweets during the week.
Well, we'll take a break. Your headlines there were brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose more over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, the Sorrento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Final score yesterday, 40-22. Jalen Hurts is your Super Bowl MVP. 221 yards in the air, 2 touchdowns, rush for 72 and a TD. And old intangibles, Cooper DeJean. DeJean, what is it again? Pick 6 for him off of Mahomes for Philly.
And his birthday. Same birthday as
Saquon. Right? And Mahomes was sacked 6 times.
And that's only because he threw the ball away a couple of times. It would have been a sack party.
And the Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Boston Celtics. Tyler Hero's going to get honored before tip-off tonight for making the All-Star team. He's in the three-point contest field this weekend. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Coverage on 560 begins at 6:15 with preheat. And tonight,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new look Miami Heat debut. We will take a break and get into that. 15 minutes of Heat is next. Welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 560. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Heat, Celtics, tonight. One of the Heat's lone home games at the arena up until, I think, February 26th. A lot of road games. And you got the All-Star break coming up, of course, as well. But yesterday, they introduced Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, and Kyle Anderson to the media, Leroy. They had their first practice with their new teammates yesterday after a gala on Saturday night. So we will get to see the Andrew Wiggins era upon us as he debuts tonight.
I mean, the cool thing is they brought in three defensive guys.
Oh, yeah. Spo, this was Pat before as he was introducing everybody. And listen to how... He introduces Spo to the players,
and I think they'll show it. So welcome, guys, and I'm going to leave this open in a minute to the media. But we do have the boss. Where is he? That's your head coach. Here he comes. Oh, he's drooling. Stand up.
He's drooling.
Yeah.
You know, Spo's excited to have some wingspan, dude. Some defenders
and some
on the
defense.
Yep.
Although I will say, you can't hold the other team to 9 like everybody does you.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They have more single digit quarters than any team I've ever seen in basketball.
I don't know if that's a real stat.
Single digits quarters, I don't dude. Know. Single digits. At what time you look up at the scoreboard and go, "Damn, we ain't scoring."
Yeah, I don't know if that's a real stat, but that sounds like a real stat.
How many times we come here and go, another single-digit quarter?
They were outscored 31-9 on Saturday night to the...
Nine!
Or on Friday night, excuse me, to Brooklyn.
Dude, wait a minute. There's a roster that's over the cap. And you telling me, with all these world-class basketball players, they only score 9... Somebody got to give me some money back.
I'm not sure that if you rolled Sioux Falls out there, I'm pretty sure they could score more than 9 points against the Nets.
So, right. Checking, the Heat have 6 fourth quarters where they scored less than 10 points since the start of 2011-12 season. 2 of them have come this season, both since December 20th. This also marked the second time this season the Heat have been outscored by 20 points in the fourth quarter.
What was the other one, that Magic game where they blew?
Game, yes. Yeah.
That Magic game lives in infamy.
One team in franchise history in 1989-90, the second year of their existence, has done that more than twice.
Jeez. So this hasn't been done. It's been twice this year, but was done twice as an expansion team?
Yes.
Wow.
But you understand, when you see something like that, you can look, if you've been around sports long enough, and go, I don't think this has ever happened.
Oh, it was incredible. I think they were blocked 6 times in the fourth quarter against the Nets. I was like, what? It was crazy. But that all changes tonight with Maple Jordan on the squad. Number 22. Not holding any numbers away from Andrew Wiggins.
Hey.
It's what he's worn his whole life.
A true test of Petty.
He goes, hey, guys, right? Can I get 22? He goes, Pat looks. He goes, I see no reason why not. Here you go. Here was Andrew Wiggins yesterday. This was on him dealing with all the trade rumors.
You see the trade rumors and stuff like that, but it's the NBA. You know, you don't really think it's going to happen until it happens. Once I got the news, it's just, it's time for a new chapter. It's hard, but that's the NBA, transitioning mid-season. It's the NBA. It's a business. But I'm here. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I feel like we can do something special here. We got a nice squad, great coaching staff, amazing fans. So I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. He's ready to roll. Tonight.
Like, it's hard. Wiggins has looked the same for 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't crack. Leroy, we don't crack.
You don't crack.
He ain't even got no gray. He's 30?
Yeah, we don't crack.
29. They put out yesterday on the Heat YouTube page, like, he did extra work, and they put out the footage on the YouTube. I was like, this is good. More. I need some Wiggins extra work.
All I want to know. Is he going to help this team not have another single digit? Because they're about to break a record. Like, and keep in mind, Vlad only did the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We ain't forgot about the other single digiters that just meandered during the course of a game.
Leroy is now convinced.
Okay?
He's now convinced this is a record.
Huh?
I said you're now convinced that they actually do hold the record.
For most single digit quarters? In a season? Dude, come on. You don't think it's weird to see a single-digit quarter?
It's horrible.
In college?
It's horrible. I hate it.
This only happens. Think about this.
Keep rolling turns.
This only happens in the NCAA tournament when, like, UConn goes up against a 16 seed. Right?
Keep starting these fourth quarters with Terry Rozier by himself, left to his own devices.
Time out. Don't blame Terry, because Bam and Tyler had a crappy fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible,
all
too.
All 3 of them combined to shoot 1-14.
I don't know if this is a real stat, but I saw it on Heat Culture on Twitter, Heat Culture 13, I think, and it said Terry Rozier is 3 for his last 18 in his last 4 fourth quarters. I was like,
hey, so wait a minute. Oof. My question is, what? Kalel's been playing less, hasn't he?
He's not playing enough for my liking.
Like,
also, my buyout number was the lowest it's been. It tipped under 300. Fix it, Spo! Ridiculous.
Hey, man. Like, I told you. Why isn't he playing?
I don't know.
You guys sound like guys who have a bet and kind of getting worried now.
I don't know why.
No, it wasn't even that. I was complaining about this early on in the season when they sent him to Sioux Falls. This was before all that.
I don't know why he's not playing, Leroy. I don't have an answer for you. But Spo is, Spo's going to do his thing. It's not like he's not playing nothing. But they were just a disaster that game. It was terrible.
I don't care if you just put him in the game and say, go SWAT stuff. Be a deterrent. Like, just, I guess, I'm gonna be honest with you. I tend to get kind of hangry or mad or pissed off when the team scores single digits in a quarter.
We'll take a break. One team that didn't have a single digit quarter, well, I guess they did because it's hockey, but they lit up the lamp a lot this past weekend. The Panthers, they closed out their first half before going to the Four Nations with a bang. We'll get to that coming up next.
Fabricating stories on the family front, because you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tales on you now. You're not a rapper.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Yeah. The Panthers, they beat the Ottawa Senators 5-1. Matthew Tkachuk, he scored for a sixth straight game. Here was the call with Doug Plagans.
Barkov plays it down behind the net, then for Sam Reinhart. Near side, Matthew Tkachuk, out of the right circle, looks around. Matthew Tkachuk, right circle, shot, and he scores! Matthew Tkachuk ties the game! A power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk with 13:42 left in the second. All kinds of patience. He picked his spot and he found it, and this game's all knotted up.
Yep. You're not going to let Brady come in there and start the scoring, and you don't think that bro's going to come in there and score as well.
Mama Tkachuk was happy.
She should be.
Go for a boy.
Any Tkachuk fights?
Come on, it's a Tkachuk. Of course they're going to fight. That's like if tomorrow's Tuesday.
they're just scrappy lads.
Say Kachuk's only fighting days that end in Y.
Tkachuk is on a absolute heater right now. It almost makes me want this Four Nations thing not to start up, unless he's going to do it for America, I guess. But he has scored in six straight games for Matthew Tkachuk. He is on fire. And Alexander Barkov, he also was in on the action. Here was the goal from the captain.
Carter Verhaeghe back up top. Matthew Tkachuk at the blue line, lobs it to the net, tip, they score! Tipped in front, and that one took a redirection past Ullmark, and it looks like Barkov may have gotten a piece of that out in front of the net. 2-1 Panthers, they cash in during the delayed penalty situation.
There we go. So we now head off into the Four Nations face-off. Here is Matthew Tkachuk post-game after his big performance and his Cats win over baby bro.
I felt like we were just faster. We had the puck a lot. We were, you know, quick ups and everything was just going up ice as fast as possible. We weren't, you know, over stick handling yet or trying to make the perfect play. We were just skating hard and being close to and supportive of each other.
Your line's really been clicking lately, but what is it about you and Benny when you guys get together and start rolling and just kind of looks easy out there?
Just got to try to be close to each other and just try to move it as much as possible. And, you know, there's always a right time to shoot, but I think we're making some good plays right now and looking for each other. And, you know, his speed is really, really good. So just trying to always find him when he can use that and try to find the open areas for me.
There's a lot of right times to now six games in a row with a goal for you. So it seems like the time is right.
Sometimes, you know, that stuff happens. I try to be around the net, try to have a shooter's mindset. Just try to think attack mode, you know.
But you are
humble Tkachuk.
By the way, you got to give Tkachuk credit. This, you see him there; he looks like a nice J. Crew, Abercrombie and Finch, like a nice young lad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put some skates on him, a stick, an absolute menace.
And everybody who doesn't play for the Panthers hates him. Yeah, everybody.
I tell you, who's like John Randall was like that. When I was with the Vikings.
But
John Randall was no model though.
But nobody could mess with John Randall. Like I've seen games where Matthew Tkachuk has four opponents trying to rear naked choke him. they're just actively going out of their way to go hurt him because they hate him so much. And now it's going to become an international incident because, you know, what happens with Finland? I mean, like, half of them are his teammates, so I don't know.
It's a lot of Panthers.
World hockey is a little bit different, though.
Is it?
Is it closer to college hockey? They don't have a lot of fights.
I don't know. Don't sell Tkachuk short because he's going to play with his brother. So now two Tkachuks are together, and
the superpower. There's a superpower right there.
Right.
Two Tkachuks on the same team. Yeah.
It's like the mega powers, like Hulk Hogan, yeah. Macho Man. Like,
ooh yeah. Thursday is when Team USA is in action against Finland. That is at 8 o'clock. So. If you guys want to see your Panthers in action for their homelands, 8 o'clock ESPN. There'll also be action on Wednesday if you guys want to see Canada-Sweden. That's got the Sams, and it's got a Forsling for Team Sweden. There's a Panther on every team.
Yes. One country has too many.
Finland.
Exactly.
But we are a little Finland. It comes with the territory. And I don't know about the other Finns, but apparently a lot of Finns are dropping like flies, so we may have to carry Finland. So, we'll see. Meanwhile, Bob just sits here, 26 saves, kicking his feet up. He's going to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah, we don't want the Russians in this.
You can't have Putin winning the Four Nations.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good one.
Well, you have to look forward to it because there's not much sports going on the next
very
week.
Quiet. It's very quiet times. We got, you know, All-Star break coming up. We got Four Nations. We don't really have spring training. It's not even like spring training really is like pitchers and catchers and then like, but no games. So I don't know.
And college basketball is not doing too well down here.
No, it is not. Did they lose again this weekend?
Oh my goodness.
They did.
Was that 90-40? 90-50?
No, they didn't lose that bad to Louisville, but, you know.
They're losing more respectable now, Leroy.
Yeah. They're losing with a little more.
No. I'm talking not the men. The women lost to Kentucky.
Did they?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Were the Twins playing?
I don't know, but they could have kept it closer if they would have played, with what's-the-name's boyfriend.
Beck?
Oh, yeah. Carson Beck.
Yeah. Suit him up. You got eligibility left.
No. We need to save his arm for the real deal, dude. He's getting paid $4
million. Hey, so my question is, he's not coming here with the same amount of national acclaim as Cam Ward. Because when Cam Ward, we got Cam Ward, it's go time. Oh, how are we feeling about Carson Beck?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I feel like his signing actually was more of a splash because of the money that he made. Because Cam, don't forget, he was going to go pro, and then it was kind of like, oh, no, wait, the Canes were able to save it. But I don't think, you know, Cam skyrocketed, dude. Like, this guy was not thought of as a first-round pick.
If Carson Beck comes in and start playing well, then they're going to tag all that other stuff to him. National champion, this, that, what he did in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
They'll do it then. Okay.
It's also, I think, probably what you're feeling is like, come on, no one's going to live up to that season that Cam just had, especially.
Yeah, but we didn't know Cam was going to have that season. So it's
no, but he was just coming off that season, so it's kind of hard to feel hyped because you lose him.
Right.
And it does feel a bit like, yeah, it feels like it was wasted, you know? Like, there's a little bit of a disappointment because you're like, you know, what we just watched was special, and that defense ruined it for him.
I mean,
they ruined it.
They would have had to be better to just ruin it.
Right.
There's whatever's worse than ruining it. That's what they did.
They, like, is squander worse than ruin?
No, squander means you had a chance and you threw it away.
Mm. No, they did squander the season, though.
Oh, they did squander.
The defense did squander the season.
Right.
I can't believe how stupid I was being confident up against Syracuse. I'm such a fool.
I remember Leroy and I telling
you. The highest scoring team in the country.
But they came out of the gate humming. I don't want to talk about this.
I was about to say.
It really upsets me. Because I think to myself, I'm like, I was sitting there. I had it on my phone.
But how would you have felt if they had made it to the playoff and then got blowed out because eventually it would have came to, you know.
It would have felt better. It would have felt better. Like, to just, it would have felt better.
Like, we say that.
Can I ask a question, guys? Would it have felt better if you look, and you got to the postseason college football playoffs and then you got your ass blown out by Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think it would have. I think it would have.
Oh, what about Ohio State? Because Ohio State would have put a whooping.
They would have. They would have put a whooping. There's no
I
doubt.
I think you got, and I, as Canes fans,
just to get there, dude.
Teams we don't want to lose to. And you would have lost to those teams.
I've taken ass kickings from teams I hate. I'd rather get there.
Oh, not like this, though.
I'm telling you, dude. It leaves such a bad taste in your mouth.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, man. Notre Dame always seem to get in the mix, and you don't even watch them during the season. Right? It's just, 11 other teams and Notre Dame.
Crazy. Take a break.
Because every time they've played in any version of the national championship, right, they've gotten smoked.
Take a break. Tyreek Hill went on an apology tour this weekend. Too much. Back after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.